You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
This devotion is for Monday, March 15th, 2021. The reading is from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Here ends the reading. There is something pathetic about the ending of this scene in John's Gospel. 5,000 men, after witnessing Jesus' power to feed them with 2 barley loaves and 2 fish, think that they can use their power to grab Jesus and by force make him king. They would have been slaughtered by the Roman forces, even if they had been able to seize Jesus. The large crowd rightly claims Jesus to be the prophet. Prophets speak God's word. Which is more powerful, God's word or human force? Didn't they know their own history? God's word saved the Israelites again and again, not their mighty armies. The crowd had such a limited understanding of who Jesus was and how he was bringing God's kingdom into the world. God's kingdom isn't coming by brute force. It comes in the same way he created everything out of nothing, by speaking a word that is truth and life and love. The kingdom comes in the way the bridegroom woos his bride. How often we are tempted to make things the way we want them to be by using force and power. Power belongs to God, Psalm 62, verse 11. Jesus was coronated as king of all creation by giving up all power on his cross. Instead of taking things into our hands, better to fall into Jesus's hands, carrying our crosses. Let us pray. Lord, help me to be still and know you are God when I am tempted to do things my way rather than yours. Amen. Here's a suggested Lenten response. Set aside 3 times in the next 24 hours in which you begin each time by reading Psalm 46, verse 10. Then spend 5 minutes each time being still and listening for God speaking in the stillness.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.